Hey, get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur.
Why are you purple?
You choking?
Yeah. Someone give him the Heimlich. He's dying.
God, he's got something lodged in his throat.
He's been choking. Please, say farting.
Couldn't chew it with that one big tooth.
Yeah, yeah. Got hung up on a triceratop bone right there. Oh. Someone help him. He's choking.
He's dying.
Barney, no. Here lies Barney. You choked to death. Anyway, we are just about out of time here. Thank you all so much for hanging out and putting up with this just ridiculousness that is this morning show. Before we go, of course, it's time for your final fact and opinion. Your final thought for today. I love this one, and I did not know this. Horses and sharks are ticklish.
Ooh.
What idiot found this out?
Good question. The more important question.
What would you rather tickle? I think I'd rather tickle the shark, to be honest.
So here's the real question. You got to tickle the horse from behind.
As a, get your head just
tickle
punted.
A hoof to the dome, dude.
Clean off your body, all right?
God. Seriously. Pink mist.
Like, I know we learn a lot about animals as we go, but at what point in time was someone like, I'm going to go tickle that horse over there? And then again, someone's like, hey, why don't we tickle a shark? See what happens.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the shark yet. I was going to say, dude. So there's just a video online somebody posted. They had one of those 360 cameras, and they let a shark eat it. Dude, terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Well, a good way
what are you doing, tickling a shark?
A good way to be like that camera is to try and tickle a shark. Like, come here, shark. And where do you think the most ticklish?
Underneath the fin?
That's got to be. That's got to be, right? I mean, the gills, that's probably not that ticklish, but you get underneath one of those, that dorsal fin or something like that.
Dude, that's wild. So do they laugh? Or they're just like, rah, rah, get away from me. It tickles.
I'm a little
like my wife.
I'm a little upset that this fact didn't go more into it because I wonder if a horse like, rah, 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 and then he kicks you in the face.
He rolls on his back. Rah, 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 I'm going to beat my pants.
And then the shark is because they're underwater, you know? This is so stupid. This is just
the dumbest thing ever. But hey, you know what's stupid? You know what's even more stupid? I've tried tickling my cat before.
Oh, my God.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's it. I'm calling animal services. You just come here. Let me tickle you. Let me tickle you, son of a bitch. Or is there like one scientist who has made it his life goal to just tickle every animal out there? Like, all right.
And what do they do? Are they tickling with their fingers? Do they have a feather? What kind of tickling are we talking here?
A French tickler? Is that what you give them?
A French tickler? You know?
Well, we didn't need it, science, but thanks for giving it to us. Horses and sharks. Mr. Ed, he was a ticklish son of a bitch. He really was. He really was. Maybe that's
what
why.
They did. They tickled that spirit. What was it called? The horse that won.
No, the horse that won. Yeah, Medina Spirit or whatever. They tickled
Medina,
him.
Yeah, they just tickled it a bunch before the race.
And Jaws. Hell. That's why Jaws was so mad, because everyone kept tickling him. That's what it was. All right.
Stop tickling me.
We've played this out long enough. We've done everything we can with this. Let's go. All right. That is your final fact and opinion.
Are elephants ticklish?
I don't want to do that. Right on the trunk. Right on the trunk. Right there. All right. Enough. That is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back.
Do you like listening to